Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. I don't know if Larry Kreider just put out a post I thought was pretty cool called Awake to Righteousness. And Larry Kreider, he wrote the books Foundations of Faith and a few others. He's a real cool dude. And but he says in his Awake to Righteousness little post, he says, did you ever wake up on a holiday and find your alarm ringing in the morning and it's normal time? Like say you're going to get up at 8, and it rings at a normal time. You ever find yourself wake up on a holiday and find your alarm ringing in the morning at a normal time? You wake up and tell yourself you have to go to work, and then you realize, hey, this is a holiday. I can sleep in. And what you're doing at that point, he says, you're awakening to the truth. You see what I'm saying? He says, the Bible tells us to awake to righteousness in 1 Corinthians 15:34. Righteousness means being right with God through faith in Christ. And it has nothing to do with how we feel at the moment. He goes on to write, it has everything to do with our complete dependence on Jesus Christ, who alone makes us righteous, as we trust him by faith. When we believe him, who raised Jesus from the dead, the Bible tells us that we are made righteous through faith. That's Romans 4:24. This is an awesome revelation. Tell yourself the truth. I am a man or woman of God. I can go to work and enjoy it. I can share my faith. I can love my parents. I can raise a family for the Lord regardless of my present circumstances. I can take a step of faith. I will get out of debt. I will be victorious over sin. I will fulfill my God-given destiny. I am righteous through faith in Jesus Christ today. Pretty cool. We awaken to the God-given truth that we can live righteously and victoriously by grace, by the grace of God. When we do that, we are awakening to the righteousness that is in Jesus Christ. Either we trust God and receive his righteousness by faith, or we get religious trying to repay God with our good works for our sins and mistakes. There are many people in mental hospitals, he writes today, that are religious people who have not experienced true righteousness that comes by faith. Righteousness through faith in Christ is the only way to experience true freedom. Awake today to righteousness. Isn't that awesome?
That's awesome.
You know, and if you've ever been caught up in works, you probably thought about going to a mental institution trying to repay God for all your stuff. And it's like all day long, it's like 2 pennies and you still owe $1 trillion, right?
Yeah. And deficit.
It's a huge deficit, right?
No doubt.
And it's just awakening to that. Like you wake up and it's, you know, you're fixing to go to work and you realize, oh my goodness, it's a holiday.
Yeah, it's important to receive it by faith. I remember Jewish lawyers talking about that.
What's that?
So you have to receive it by faith.
Right.
I remember Joyce Myers talking about that, and she said she'd get up every morning and declare, I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And her declaring that and letting faith arise, you know, her faith was matching her declaration, and she was teaching on that, and I thought it was very powerful.
That's very good, you know, because what happens in those struggles when we don't have the understanding of that, that you'll find where somebody sins or makes a mistake or fails, and all men sin and all men fail, but it's the things that you hate. It's not something, the thing I hate, I do.
Right.
It's not, you know, a contemplation of it. Mm-hmm. And somebody who's moving in works and trying to repay God for their forgiveness is somebody that will repent. They'll say, God, forgive me for the sin. But they'll spend a week or two moping around, you know, beating themselves emotionally, causing everybody else to feel miserable. And it's like, you're moving in self-righteousness. You know, either he forgave you when you legitimately asked and repented, or you're earning it, because all of a sudden after 2 weeks, you're like, oh, I'm all fine. It's like, you know what? you've convinced yourself that you beat on yourself long enough to earn God's forgiveness. And it's like, that ain't enough beating, because you got to go see what happened on the cross. That is the beating that he took for us. And we have to receive what he did by faith for us. That's how awesome it is.
And they died there.
Yeah, and which means that it's a powerful moment in your life when you have sin and you're able to go to God boldly and say, "Dear God, you know, I've sinned. Forgive me. Cleanse me from this unrighteousness in my life. Give me the power and the grace to turn away from this." That's a powerful thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because by faith, you receive that, and God gives it to you by faith because you had faith. And then he takes your sin and removes it away from you as far as the east is from the west, and throws it into the sea of forgetfulness and remembers it no more. That's a powerful thing. But people who struggle with, who haven't awakened to righteousness like Larry Crider's talking about, they just keep bringing it up again and again and again. It's like, didn't you repent from that last year? What's, my goodness. You know, and it's just like, but the thing is that they're trying to earn, they're trying to figure out, how do I get out of this dilemma? The dilemma can only be resolved at the cross. It's the only place it can be resolved. Legitimate brokenness, a desire to do right, and asking God to forgive you is what he asks. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. And then you got to trust God then to walk out and be confident that he can empower you to walk boldly before him outside of that sin, because your total dependency is on his finished work on the cross of the Christ, on the cross of Christ, and not on your ability to do good, even though you do good, but the good in you is God. We'll be right back. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.